The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, Lee. There we go again. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadler. What were once vices are now habits. I think the great Nobel Prize winner, Joe Walsh, said that. Or was he just a guitar player in a band? You decide. At any rate, do I have the inimitable one from Northern California, and I assume that you're not burned out?
You have me, and everything's fine over in this area.
No, cold, I wasn't speaking about the geography. I was talking about inside your head.
Oh no, it's cool.
Okay,
it's still cool inside my head. Yes.
So, how was your Christmas and how was your New Year's?
Well, it was kind of a normal Christmas and New Year's. My wife and I were in bed sleeping by the time it came around. We didn't care.
Wow.
What about you?
No, so Santa could take a leap and no cookies and milk, and you guys are sawing logs before midnight on Christmas?
On New Year's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
On Christmas, we had our children over, so, and, you know, the grandkids open up the presents.
Yeah,
so.
And I was terribly irritated because I, like you, I was in bed sleeping at midnight. And I was rudely awakened by people that like to set off fireworks celebrating the new year. And I don't know if it's as much of celebrating the incoming new year as saying goodbye. I want to get away from the old year. I have not yet made up my mind.
Yeah, well, like I said earlier, you know, is it a clean slate? No, we dragged last year into this year with all the atrocities that has occurred. So there's nothing new about the new year.
Except the date.
The date, yes, that's it.
And then we notch these things off on the butt of the gun of life. And then we have reminders we call birthdays every year. And everything is so short. And, you know, billions of years have come and gone. You know, we dance on this mortal coil without understanding of next to nothing of the happenings of the universe. We want to feel superior, so when there's gaps in our knowledge, we just slather in some kind of poop, whatever it is, to give it continuity. Wow.
Well, that about sums it up, humbug.
Well, I mean, you know, there are some people out there. I told the story yesterday. You know, me being the contrarian, everybody in the neighborhood is decorating their houses, and it turns into, for some people, it's like this contest of who can burn as much electricity, you know, and they go at it. And I'm driving around the neighborhood, and I'm looking, and here's Santa Claus, and, you know, the stupid reindeer with the red nose, and, you know, all of that stuff, all the usual trappings that we get our giddy ha-has when we're children, but they're more of a pain in the butt, or we vicariously live the Christmas through the eyes of our children, lying to them that there's this guy, fat guy, that comes down a chimney, and some enterprising children have asked the idea, but Mom, Dad, we don't have a chimney. And then they make up some convenient lie. But at any rate, you know, I get it. I understand. So what I did this year, where everybody's doing the Merry Merry, I put up the Calvary crosses. I wanted to be contrarian. And I've got two guys on the street corner that I live on. And they're both Bible-thumping, believing Christians. And, you know, they've given me the talk. And, you know, we're all unified and everything is good. And I'm looking at their houses and I thought, okay. Obviously, you guys have forgotten the reason for the season. Unless they think that praying the other days of the year makes up for that. I don't know. I don't know. But I got this funny feeling, Ron, when that little Energizer bunny we call the Easter bunny that's been pounding it out all these years, when people unmask his true identity, I think Santa Claus is going to go the same way. Hey,
yeah.
Speaking of going a different way.
Oh, God. I knew this was coming out. Right
now. You bet your sweets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me pull up the story here. This is just, you know, Ron.
Don't blame me is all I'm saying.
Well, I'm not going to try to blame you, but I'm sure as heck not going to give you a free pass on this one. And let me go to the story here. I just missed my place. Out in California, you know, I've said this repeatedly, that this whole issue about gender identity and everything connected, you know, and here again, here's the folly of mankind. We place so much importance on sex and the different sexes, the ones that have the innies, the other have the outies. Yeah. And so much importance is put around that. Now it's being used as a division between people. And not only AT&T has been caught fulfilling the lefties. I mean, some of the stuff that they're doing within the AT&T employees is just utterly amazing. They now allow cross-dressing, if you so desire. If you want to show up and you're a man, you want to show up at work dressed as a woman. I wonder if the same misogynistic stuff applies. Wonder if you hit on a woman that's dressed, a man that's dressed as a woman, which position does she take? Is she being sexually harassed if a man goes after her or ask her out for a date, which I guess really wouldn't make him a man, would make him something other than somewhere in between Twilight, female and male. I don't know. But here it is. Here's your wonderful state of California. And you said, Ron, you said earlier to me when I was complaining to you about as if you're responsible for the entire state of California, did make it sound like that, didn't I?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I really meant it that way, but that's okay.
Oh, did you?
I'm glad you didn't take it that way. Here it is, folks. I can't believe I'm reading this. California will soon be using textbooks that present the LGBT. Wait a minute, Mike, don't we have something other than the LGBT now? What other groups do we cover that are sexually confused? Questioning? Question. That's it, and you answer the phone? This is a live program, you dunce.
Yeah, there's about 50 different other groups now,
okay,
aren't
we'll,
there?
We'll let Mikey off the hook. He's in there talking to his girlfriend, trying to answer phones, trying to post stories. You know, if you quit laughing so much, you might get a little bit more work done. Wait a minute. Are you laughing at me? Okay. All right. Any rate, these courses, which are mandatory, can't opt out of them. We're going to brainwash your child. And I got to say at this point, guess what one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto is? To take control of the public schools and use it for a transmission belt for their propaganda. Who are they? I don't know, folks. They could have come from another universe, a parallel universe, the planet Venus, but I don't recognize these people as being Earthlings. The flat earthers out there. Most people in California believe the Earth is flat. Because there's something wrong here.
It is getting wide attention, though, the flat Earth.
God, Jesus.
I know.
See what I mean? Hence my statement earlier. You know, yeah, we think we know, and when we don't know, but we think we know what we know, but we really don't know, that's when it becomes prime opportunity to slather in whatever we want to. Only in this case, it's slathering over to hide the truth. The Earth is really square. Textbook publishers are scrambling to include as many historical figures as possible about whom there has been an LGBT speculation. This is going to be continuous and focused speculation on the issue, especially when presented in school and associated with historical figures. God, I can't wait for this one. You know, Thomas Jefferson was one of them. This is going to encourage children to see the LGBT as the new American role model. This is not an unintended consequence. God, here we go. Here we go.
In San Francisco, LGBT history is all around, but state school officials today adopting new guidelines, making the history part of classroom lessons in all California schools. At Our Family Coalition, a group representing LGBT families, Jennifer Grant says she's excited her 15-year-old twins will learn about the movement for gay marriage.
Oh, God. And before I continue with this wonderful CBS report that is obviously not slanted to sway the listener or the viewer, the voice you just heard was the talking head describing this wonderful family. The two children are going to have the opportunity to learn about the LGBT, any twisted upside down perversion thereof. They're just tickled pink. Well, who are the parents? Two mummies, you might have guessed.
We're at my wedding to my wife, but they have no understanding of who fought for that and how we got to that point.
The law to include LGBT history passed 4 years ago, but budget cuts in opposition, like this petition against it, stalled the plan. Now California public school curriculum will include lessons in second grade about diverse families.
Oh, get them when
they're
young.
In fourth grade, students will learn about California's place in the gay rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
In fifth grade, eighth grade, and high school, students will learn about gender roles in the 18th and 19th centuries.
Like they were
and
there.
And examples of individuals who flouted them.
They'll just
in
make
the classroom,
it up.
Students will learn about prominent LGBT historical figures throughout the world. Perhaps they'll learn about someone like Oscar Wilde, the Irish writer.
We may not agree with all the history or the experiences. We may embrace some of it, but I really want my children, and I would hope all parents would want their children, to learn about everything that's out there and then make up their own minds.
The latest victory.
Do you believe this, Ron?
No, I it's hard to believe, but it only happens in a democracy and not in a republic.
Well, and yeah, that's a pretty broad swath there. But, second grade, really?
Mm.
You know, Ron, when I was in the second grade, I was still trying to figure out how to tie my shoes, I think, and I wasn't really worried about sex. And I was thinking about this today after I posted up the story. Why so much concentration? And I've been liberated, folks, okay? I've been liberated because I came to the conclusion that it is exactly what it is. It is procreation and the ability to do so. But people are so absorbed with this that somehow that they have to have continual pleasure. I mean, this is what some young married couple think, that, you know, after that rapturous honeymoon, that kind of attitude and their sex life is going to be like that for every day of their married life. Huh? No, it ain't. And we put such a premium on this... Well, you can't really call it self-gratification, can you? But there's such a premium put on this that it's, I don't even know what term to use. It's like self-absorbed, you know, pleasurism, if that's even a word. And we're so transfixed on this. And it's being presented. It's shoved in your face every single day. And like I said, it's a simple biological function. I'm over it. If you look at it in that light, it doesn't quite carry the same importance. I mean, to some people, my God, a day without sex is like a day without oxygen or something. They'll die if they don't have it. I don't get it. I don't get it. So, I want you to take responsibility for turning the public school system around in California. I mean, this is an indication. I mean, in the story, they even put up a picture of Liberace. I mean, he was a nice piano player and all that, but, you know, this guy was as gay as gay is, and people tolerated it. You know, the straight people out there just looked at Liberace and went, yeah, he's a little bit over the top. Yeah, he's a good piano player. Yeah, he's gay. And you know what? That's fine for Liberace. I'll just listen to his piano plinking. And they did that. Nobody made it an issue of did he like little boys more, did he like little girls more. It wasn't an issue. This has been turned into a political issue for one reason and one reason only. And that's to further destroy the foundation of any country, folks. And I don't know if people, Ron, really look at it in this light. It is as simple as this, and every one of us has the ability to have something to do with this, and it's called having a family, getting married, having a family. You know, it's just been found. Remember the shop owners, the bakery shop owners that didn't want to decorate? Yeah. Well, the courts just found that they were discriminating. You know, keep your hands off my itty-bitty and stay the hell out of my cake crumbs. Who I do business with, what happened to the thing that we refuse the right to provide service? I remember those signs, don't you?
Yes.
So now we have the federales rolling in town with all of this stuff, and that's the polite term that I'll use today, stuff, and they make it a federal law, and now we can divide and conquer even more. But this is setting up a standard. And evidently, along the way, you know, forget that God thing. Forget the Ten Commandments. Forget that all that Holly Bibble stuff. Let's just go to the universal, it covers all the bases, natural law. All of this stuff is unnatural. And these points seem to be missed. You know, they've been busy deleting God. And, you know, you can have your happy Hanukkah, but you can't have your manger, you know, in town square. They've been working overtime to remove God and the equation of God, which we used to pretty much put up there with morality and ethics and stuff like that there. So what do we do? Well, I got a great idea. Let's just eliminate God altogether. Okay, what about the natural law? Nobody wants to talk about that. To take and put two female lions in a cage if they don't kill each other, they sure as heck aren't going to mate. That's got to come from someplace. And which, by the way, two jungle cats mating is probably one of the most ferocious, horrific things you've ever seen.
Jeez.
It goes on hour after hour, and sometimes she ain't digging it, and she tries to eat her mate. Kind of like praying mantis-like stuff, but at any rate.
Well, you know, I think one of the points is that customs, which are tried and true over the millennia, is the reason why a race exists or a nation exists. Once you start mucking around with it and destroying it, what happens to the nation?
You don't suppose that that's an agenda on that's on their agenda list to destabilize every country on the planet? You know, I was really fascinated that. You know, we're watching this thing, and I want to get into this Iran thing after the break. Folks, there's nothing new under the sun. 60-some years ago, they were in there meddling with Iran to topple the government. Our vaunted CIA is in there. Now we have all the declassified or unclassified documents to exactly prove it. And, you know, if it worked 60, 70 years ago, just pull out that tape, blow the dust off it, plug it back in. We'll give it another go. Well, that's exactly what's happening in Iran, but very quietly, as I said on yesterday's program, folks, there's this little stumbling block on your way to become, remaking the Middle East for the Israelis and increasing their land holdings and their wealth at the expense of other people's lives. Wait a minute. Wasn't that the whole genocide gig during World War II? Anyhow. Ron McDonald is my guest. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be back in exactly 3 minutes. 800-313-9443.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it on.
Uh-oh. I must have touched a few buttons out there, Ron. We're already starting to get calls. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John. Hey, I just wonder what the history books in California are going to say about Obama and Michelle. I want to read that one.
Now, you know you're being a racist. You're being whatever. You're... Yeah, and you're not for a moment suggesting that Mr. Obama was gay and she was a tranny, are you?
Who is that guy, Reggie Love, he's always going on vacation with? I'm sure they're just good golfing pals.
What comedian, the one that died from a routine operation, can we talk? What was the Jewish?
Joan Rivers.
Thank you, Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers. Yeah.
She made that statement in all earnest, and the reporter clocked her on that. And she repeated again. She says, everybody knows that Michelle Obama's a tranny. And I went, wow. A couple of weeks later, she was dead.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would insist that those history books show that, if they're going to show everybody else.
Are you kidding?
As being whatever.
No, you're not going to dip your toe in their pool. They're controlling things in California. You think they're going to allow something like that? But you know what? You know, it brings to mind an interesting thought, Laura. Why wouldn't that be their why wouldn't that be their sounding board? Wouldn't they be proud that our first black president was gay and the first lady wasn't really a lady?
Exactly.
She was really a man. Don't you think that would be great for the rainbow people?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
The reason I called, I wanted to tell you about my wonderful Christmas present that my husband got me. It's because of Steve Elkins that I got this. I got a Wi-Fi radio. I didn't know about them until Steve Elkins said he bought one for his mother.
Yeah.
So she could listen to the show.
Yeah, and Steve set me back on the trek that I went back after C. Crane. We used to buy all our shortwave radios from them. And there wasn't any minimum. We would just place an order, send the funds, and they'd send the radio out. They'd drop ship. Well, when I contacted them about Wi-Fi radios, they said, oh, we don't do that anymore. I said, is the economy that great that you don't want to do in better times what you did then? You don't want to do that now. I am fully aware of Wi-Fi radios, and I've been looking for a source. And if Mr. Elkins really wants to help us out, I see he helped you. If Mr. Elkins really wants to help us out, we can find a source that will drop ship for us. Because they are wonderful.
Yeah.
I have one too.
Oh, you too, huh?
Oh, you darn too. Steve talked me into one.
Steve and now we got double duty here. Okay, Elkins, you're on my ex Christmas list here. Hope he's listening today.
And you're number one on my preset.
I am.
I tell
you. You're number one on mine too.
Now, I hate to tell you, if that radio came from China, the 100th time you pop that button in, it self-destructs. So, watch out.
I hope not.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, there's a way to go. You don't want to run your computer all day, you know? So we always had a computer on. We had a speaker running from the computer. We could hear RBN throughout the house. But this is nice.
Yeah, and
put this radio anywhere.
And your Wi-Fi radios aren't susceptible to viruses. What a wonderful idea. And you can even use your computer while the programming is playing on your Wi-Fi radio.
Yep.
Okay.
I have another thing. Speaking of music, my husband hates the music that Robert Raybould has on his show, that, you know, heavy metal.
Yeah.
It was funny because one night we're listening to P.J. Barton in bed, and he plays that nice music, Moon River, and we're going, oh, we love the music that P.J. Barton plays, you know, during his show. And a guy calls in, and he says, hey, can't you start playing heavy metal like Robert Raybould instead of the music that you're playing?
Well, you know,
we're laughing.
You know why P.J. has to play music like that, don't you? Because they had no musicians in Wales, never known for anything musical. Uh-oh, I'm going to get in a whole lot of trouble. I'm talking smack about a lot of hosts here. Let me get out of here.
Well, I got to tell you, we like his music.
Laura,
we'll put up with Robert.
Any but, more you time know. And you're going to get me in boiling oil.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, at least we discovered the problem here, and that's Steve Elkins. Go ahead and quickly play that clip.
Mr. Rivers, how are you? You made a ton of news officiating the wedding in New York yesterday. Is this like a new cottage career move for you?
I am so excited. Okay. And I should do very well because I don't show.
And do you think that the country will see the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh. It's okay.
And a couple of weeks later, Miss Joan Rivers is no longer with us. Frank in North Carolina, I'll take your call, and I want to dive into what we're going to be doing in Iran next. Probably not if Russia has anything to do with it. You know what? I think we should move the network to Russia. I think they got more freedoms over there than we have here. We'll be back.
No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me on what has come to be, been talking to my neighbor and he agrees with me. It's all crazy.
Yeah, especially in Californication. Huh? Well, I don't know how you stand it, Ron.
Well, I'm out in the Redwoods, you know that, so I don't you know, I don't associate.
Okay, so there's, what, how many degrees of separation? But it's, you can't get away from it.
No, you can't. But that you're going to see it follow suit throughout the United States.
Well, you'll probably get a clue here when your Redwoods stop reproducing. You know, it is a slow process. Gay Redwoods. Now, that's something California could come up with. Frank in North Carolina. Hello, Frank.
Oh, hello. Good evening. Robert Raybould's opera music gives me a headache most of it, I tell you.
Well, I don't know where this stuff comes from. I don't know. Robbie is obviously a younger man than the rest of the planet, and he enjoys that kind of music, but it's not necessarily what the host likes. It's more what's passable to the audience. I've yet to get a complaint on my bumper music. I try not to go too hard one way or the other, but there's one thing, Frank, that you'll never hear played on my show, at least if I have control of it, and that's jazz. God, I hate jazz.
Yeah, I understand. I kind of like smooth jazz. I'm not into the, like, wild, loud jazz. But if it's neutral, it's it's okay. I kind of like it, actually. But
yeah, they call it, if it's neutral, they call it rhythm and blues.
Yeah. I just like the easygoing stuff. Same with I really like classical music, but I like the kind of just easygoing classical music that's just more of a background type music.
Oh, elevator music. All right. Well, Frank, what you didn't call in about the musical taste. What's on your mind?
No, but I have had a couple headaches from Robert Raybould's music. But anyway, you know, I miss him because I don't hear him much. He's really not very active out on the scene anymore. I wish he would. I don't know. Maybe he's just burnt out or whatever. But
I don't know. You're making a bunch of speculations here that I know nothing about. So I'm going to reserve comment. What's on your mind, Frank?
Well, you know, it's this correlation. I would assert that there is a direct correlation between the demise of a society, a civilization, with the acceptance, the growing acceptance and even celebration of homosexuality. It's one thing to tolerate it, you know, between two adults, consenting adults, as they say, and privacy. But when you're pushing it on children in the second grade and all this nonsense,
yeah.
And this is an agenda that's about sexualizing children,
yep.
and turning up society's values up on its head. And I would bet if you really studied it, there's a direct correlation. It's an intended destruction of a society. I really believe that.
Well, and I think it is as well. And you've heard me say about 150,000 times on this broadcast over the years, homosexuality is a learned experience. But I didn't disinclude the foo-foos out there that if you looked at their DNA under a microscope, that there's a few things missing in there, and I get that. I have seen people that are more predisposed to being of the opposite sex than they are what their physical representation is. And I can somewhat understand that. But the majority of what you're seeing out there is you're seeing the state, quote-unquote state, pushing the gay agenda. And that's not what government is there to do. And I don't know who I don't understand this thing, Ron, in California, where a group of people get together and they think it's a good idea that we should start indoctrinating children in the second grade. You know, where in the hell are the conservative voices of people in California? Did these people kill them off or what?
Well, you know, there's no vote on these things. They just appear right in front of your face. I mean, this is how I learned about it on your website.
Wow.
Otherwise, there's no news media covering anything like that.
Well, and when we did play a clip, I think that was from L.A. that we played that clip. Did you hear any opposing viewpoints and the obvious slant with the newscast itself? This is nothing but programming. That's all that it is. That somehow it's meant to infer that, well, this is okay with people, and this is what we're doing. Okay, you've been told. Nothing to see here. Move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're in the mainstream media, you better learn to go along with it, or at least bite your lip really hard.
Oh, well, don't worry.
They can
fire them. They got a whole bevy of new people coming down the pike at us. Don't worry. They'll not run out.
And there's no doubt in my mind that Joan Rivers was very deadly serious.
She was. I've seen this woman. I mean, my God, first exposure to her, and no pun intended, but for my first exposure to her was on Johnny Carson years and years and years ago. That's where she got her start, I guess.
Well, actually, Groucho Marx, she was on there answering questions.
Ah, well, there you go. And, you know, over the years, you get to learn what a comedian, you know, the basis in comedy is always a nugget of truth, okay? And a lot of people don't understand that. They never give it any thought, but it's true. But from what I've seen of Joan Rivers over the years, no, I don't think she was kidding. Not one bit. All right. Frank, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Let me take Roxanne, and then we'll move on. I want to get into Iran here, folks, as badly as evidently the United States and Israel wants to. Go ahead, Roxanne.
Hi, Happy New Year, Ron and John.
Okay.
I worked and did research for 30 years with Dr. Judith Reisman, R-I-E-S-A-M-A-N, I'm sorry. She's a Jewish gal, but she was after Hugh Hefner and the Kinsey cover-up for decades. She's 93 now. In all of her works, the only thing she got done via the DOJ was, you know, the plastic covers on the Playboy and the Penthouse or whatnot at the 7-Elevens.
Right.
That's all they allowed her to do. So this is a long-standing pedophile cover-up, whatnot. But my research was the MRIs to find the holes in the brains of sex addicts, drug addicts. And we put it together, and it's all on. She's got a website. Gosh, I haven't talked to Ruth in the last year, but anywho, this is a long, long-standing program, and I just wanted to tell you, and it is what it is, but it's not a new program.
No, it's not. It is absolutely not. I wish Donald Trump would do a follow-up on what he said he was going to do, and that's decouple the government from the schools. You know, can you think of one reason whatsoever that the United States government should hold dominion over what is taught in public schools? Is this not a state's issue? Now, having said that, I wonder if it was put squarely in the laps of the people out in California that they would have to do something rather than sitting back and just watching the Fed roll over the top of them. If the people in California really understood, hey, it's up to you what kind of schools you have. And what I think really is at issue here and what baseline of this is, I don't think the people out in California, I think they've been programmed, hey, might as well give up, no sense in fighting, just go along with it, live your life and then die. Resistance is futile.
I agree.
Yeah, well, but you know, you have that. You have the statement, you can't fight City Hall, and people believe that.
Yeah. And my response to that was what, Ron? With enough people, you can literally pick it up by the foundation and move it to wherever you want.
Right.
Many hands make for light work. Yeah. But that requires some work, doesn't it? That requires people to get involved. You know, I'd love to hear from some conservatives in California. Not a complaint, mind you, but I would love to hear, your viewpoints. And, you know, I know you're not going to get a whole lot of airtime. You're not going to get a lot of support to the mainstream out there. But aren't there organizations you guys can start linking up with, come up with some ideas, and go after these asshats? I mean, it's horrible.
Well, I'm sure there are. However, again, the population wasn't given a vote on this.
That is true.
This just comes out, it's like a manufacturing or construction company just producing something that no one actually, cared about or even thought about. So here we are. We're tied to a law that is a immoral law.
Well, on that basis, if it's not done necessarily by the legislature and it's done by groups or organizations, it would seem to me to make it easier to go after those groups or organizations.
Yeah. Well, we had a difference. You know, back in the 50s, something changed in our legislatures across the country. Prior to that, we had the people of the state of California do enact the following law represented by the legislature. Today, we just have the legislatures enact the following laws. So the people have been far removed from their laws.
All right, Roxanne, appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right. Now, let me get into this. Do I have time? This is a 10-minute... that's your only solution to this?
5 minutes.
I have 5 minutes. I can't cram 10 minutes into five. Well, maybe I could if I was gay, lesbian, or transsexual or something. I don't know. Living in a different universe with different standards. I don't know. Gosh, you can always tell when I'm pissed off, Ron. I get real sarcastic. gosh. And then laugh at my own dumb jokes. At any rate, here's the primer here. of what we did in 1953 to Mossadegh in Iran, and they're doing it all over again.
On a topic that I've been watching for a while, and you've probably also noticed some interesting happenings in Saudi Arabia, like the purge of the princes and the sudden kindled friendship between Saudi Arabia and the United States. You might have also noticed that Israel has also become quite chummy with both the United States and Saudi Arabia. Perhaps Trump is just a friendly man, or perhaps there's more at play here, because maybe you've also noticed hostility between these three countries and Iran.
The Iranian government masks a corrupt dictatorship behind the false guise of a democracy. It has turned a wealthy country with a rich history and culture into an economically depleted rogue state. We cannot let a murderous regime continue these destabilizing activities while building dangerous missiles, and we cannot abide by an agreement if it provides cover for the eventual construction of a nuclear program.
As well as any other countries that has close trading ties with Iran, like Qatar. I believe that this is all connected to the government protests that are currently happening in Iran, where thousands of people are taking to the streets, chanting death to their leader. Women are illegally removing their headscarves, and President Trump is tweeting his support for the Iranian protesters. To the average person, this looks like a country fed up with a brutal and tyrannical government looking to liberate itself, and rightly so. Here are some everyday things that are banned in Iran. Dancing. Playing music in public without official permission. Alcohol. Having strange or unorthodox hairdos, which include, and I quote, homosexual or devil-worshipping hair like mullets, ponytails, or spikes. The Da Vinci Code. Kenny G. Tattoos. Zumba. Clothes that show your shape. Curvy mannequins and dogs. Kind of just sounds like a dislikes page from a dating profile. So I'm sure some of these Iranian protesters just want to liberate Iran so they can get drunk and listen to Kenny G while doing Zumba in jorts. But I believe that there is more to this story than what meets the eye, as history looks like it's repeating itself in Iran. But to understand the present, we must unravel the past relationship between the United States and Iran. So let's go back in time to 1953, when the United Kingdom and the United States overthrew the popular, democratically elected Iranian government under the names of Operation Boot and Operation Ajax. And this was just coincidentally done right as the Iranian leader Mohammad Massada was about to audit the documents of a British oil company called the AIOC, which is now a part of BP, to determine basically whether or not they were screwing over the Iranian government. And I can almost guarantee that they were, because the AIOC refused to cooperate with the Iranian government. So in return, Iran opted to nationalize its oil and expel all the foreign corporations from the country. This is when British Prime Minister Winston Churchill allied with the newly elected President Eisenhower, and they decided to overthrow Iran's government. We know this because classified documents have revealed that the CIA planned and initiated the coup, and that oil company, the AIOC, was bankrolling the expenses of bribing Iranian politicians, high-ranking army officials, as well as pro-coup propaganda. And according to the CIA's declassified documents and records, the CIA paid and bussed in protesters to Iran's capital, Tehran, to take over the streets, and they hired mobsters to stage pro-Shah riots. The CIA and the Mossad also helped create Sabak, which was Iran's secret service that tortured and imprisoned dissenters. So this 1953 coup worked, and Mossadegh was arrested and sentenced to jail, and the last Shah of Iran, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, was placed into power. Not surprisingly, Pahlavi was strongly supported by the United States and the United Kingdom, as this placed control over Iranian oil into the hands of Britain, France, the Netherlands, and the United States. Now, despite some of those dick moves, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, for the most part, did successfully modernize Iran in the White Revolution. This included massive industrial growth, the eradication of many diseases, the formation of literacy and health corporations, and giving women the right to vote. Here's a picture from Iran in the 1970s where women were studying at university. They're wearing miniskirts and no headscarves. It's nearly indistinguishable from any Western country. And under Pahlavi, the per capita income for Iranians skyrocketed as oil revenue fueled an enormous increase in state funding for industrial development projects. But despite all of this progress, the White Revolution led to new social tensions as the social gap between the rich and the poor widened. But more importantly, religious leaders saw that the Shah was trying to forcibly dismantle the Islamic faith in Iran, which is a country that was 90% Muslim. Basically, things were modernizing far too fast for traditional Iranians, and its citizens began to revolt, and the Shah was overthrown in the 1979 revolution. At this point, the Shah flees the country, and President Carter sends a NATO general in to instigate another coup, so that way the United States could continue to puppet master Iran. This coup, however, was unsuccessful, and in response, a group of Muslim university students stormed the United States Embassy and took 52 American diplomats and citizens hostage for 444 days. Among the students' list of demands for the release of the hostages was for the United States not to interfere with Iran's affairs ever again. So at this point, this guy who looks like a wizard named Ruhollah Khomeini takes power. He's super religious, he imposes mass censorship, and sends women's rights back to the Stone Age, almost literally because they stone women to death now. I mean, I'd personally rather vacation in this timeline than this one, but whatever gets your rocks off. That was a terrible pun. So then we move into the 1980s, and Iraq invades Iran, and the United States arms both Iraq and Iran and plays both sides. It has now been revealed that the Reagan administration secretly provided highly classified intelligence to Iraq in the spring of 1982 in a successful effort to help Saddam Hussein avert imminent defeat in the war with Iran. So at this point, this wizard dies and is replaced by this guy who also looks kind of wizardy, named Ali Khamenei, who is still in power today. But this is all just the rocky history between Iran and the United States. This doesn't include the messed up history between Iran and Israel, or Iran and Saudi Arabia. And to make that as simple as possible, they don't like each other. And it would benefit these countries immensely to get the current Iranian regime out of power and replace it with either another puppet state or, at the very least, someone with more moderate views that doesn't actively resent them or hate them. And if you haven't connected the dots yet of what is currently happening, I think that the Mossad and the CIA are both involved in trying to incite the population of Iran to ignite another coup, just like in 1953. Or they are actively importing their own actors to rile things up. This has everything to do with oil, the petrodollar, territory, and military control in the Middle East. Yes, I'm a little suspicious that Muslim women are shedding their hijab and calling for the death of the president and religious leader, as that is the death penalty, an honor killing, and an acid attack all at once. It is possible that they just feel like there's safety in numbers and that this is an issue worth dying for. But in a country like Iran, this seems unusual unless they're being paid handsomely or are being very well protected. I believe that this is a 4D chess move that has been months in the making to overthrow the Iranian government and gain control in the region. Do you think I'm right, or am I just reading too much into a simple protest of disgruntled citizens? And if I...
There we go. And let us not forget what General Wesley Clark came out and said, and no mainstream media's ever played this clip to my knowledge, and here was a guy that was at the Pentagon that understood clearly what the federal government was up to. Yeah.
About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who had used to work for me, and one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in, you got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, no. He says, "We've made the decision we're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq? Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to al-Qaeda?" He said, No. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, "I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments." And he said, "I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail." So I came back to see him a few weeks later, And by that time, we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today. And he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
Well, well, well.
The truth is about the Middle East is, had there been no oil there, it would be like Africa. Nobody is threatening to intervene in Africa. The problem is the opposite. We keep asking for people to intervene and stop it. And there's no question that the presence of petroleum throughout the region has sparked great power involvement. Whether that was the specific motivation for the coup or not, I can't tell you. But there was definitely, there's always been this attitude that somehow we could intervene and use force in the region.
Okay. If it worked 50, 60 years ago, Ron, it could work again.
Yeah, frightening.
Well, save for one thing. Russia has already said, hey, world, keep your hands off of Iran. This is an internal problem. They know the motivations. They know the modus operandi, if you will, of the United States and how they do things. They've seen it demonstrated as if they didn't have a clue. American people don't have a clue because we're all wrapped up in the American flag and we got to support our troops and, you know, all this terrorism thing. Walking zombies that don't have the ability to synapse and let two of their own brain cells talk to each other. But this is the same exact, almost to the action, the same thing that they did in 1953. But there's one problem. Syria is, well, it's been demonstrated to the world that, yes, they can defeat terrorism or the terrorist. It just so happened that it was the idea of the United States to destabilize that country, much the same way that it was done in 1953 to Iran. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, they're up on their history in the Middle East. They know who's zooming whom over there and for what reasons. And evidently, Russia is not leaving Syria. They're going to have two bases over there, one port and one airport. They've already given the warning here about Iran. This is Iran's internal stuff. Get your hands off of it. And we'll see where this plays out. Now, I guess the only way that we're going to be successful in Syria and Iran now is if we march off to war and try to go destroy Russia. Yeah. That's the backdoor approach. Happy New Year. Wow. And who's asleep at the switch in Washington? I thought the mandate was pretty made clear to the people that put you in office there without the popular vote, I might add, Mr. President. I just couldn't stand myself if I allowed myself to be manipulated by others, you know? Especially when it comes to human life and a crap load of money. At any rate, hour two coming up, 800-313-9443. A little bit more on this Iranian thing, folks, because they ain't done in the Middle East. They're going to try to make the temperature rise. Watch closely who's adding coals to the fire.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.